Hello and welcome to this week's Spine Chillers and Serial Killers. I'm Tash.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Becky.
Hello.
Hello.
Guten Tag.
Oh, that was nice.
Is that from last week? You got all cocky with the German.
Yeah, well, I speak German now. Do you not know?
Yeah.
Completely fluent.
Just from that one episode?
Yep.
Well, when I was editing that episode, we missed such an opportunity to say, don't shag your dad.
Oh, shit. We forgot about that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But again, don't shag your dad, guys. Ooh, don't. Just shag don't. Your dad.
And if you do, use a condom.
Oh, how are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. How about you, Emmy?
Yeah, how about you? I'm all right. How are you?
Did you say Emmy because I'm sick?
What? Yeah, Emmy's cute. Emmy.
Yeah, Emmy, wear me poorly warny.
Soft kitty. What's that? Is it? What is it? Soft
kitty, warm kitty,
little ball of fur.
Something kitty, sleepy Emmy, purr.
Yeah. So, yes, I won't give you the sarcastic I'm marvellous this week because I think everybody can hear that that's not the case. I'm quite ill. It is what it is. Kids go to school,
bring
back germs.
All the germs. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's good because they're sick for a day and then brush it off. And then me and my husband are just like for 6 days, just like borderline dying. Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, cheers, kids.
Little germ bags.
Yeah, I'm really glad I got you that antiseptic hand wash to use at school.
Yeah, you should just gargle that.
Oh, God, no. With my throat, that would sting like a fucker. I feel like there's a hedgehog down there as it is. Like, just...
Oh, dear.
Dry humping where my tonsils should be.
Oh, they're known for that.
What, hedgehogs?
Yeah.
Down the gullet. Oh, can you imagine Terraria with a hedgehog?
Yeah. Ooh. He was horrible. Horrible man.
It was pretty fucking vile. But yeah, that's what my throat sounds like. So I've only got a tiny story this week.
Incy bincy teeny weeny tiny little story worry.
God.
I've been on TikTok a little bit today.
Anyway, okay, shall we do the horror song?
Let's do it.
It was Becky's horror song, and it was Becky.
Was it Barbie Girl?
It was Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie Girl in a Barbie world,
life in plastic. And I just thought I'd remind everyone that was the song that actually rhymed. So, yeah.
Yeah, well done, Becky. She worked really hard on that one.
She did.
The one this week that I'm going to do doesn't rhyme. I can't be perfect all the time.
You set the bar too high.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing it back down.
Yeah, we're going to just be disappointed now. Anyway, here we go for Barbie Girl. Ruth. She got Barbie Girl.
Yeah, well done, Ruth.
Well done, Ruth.
Cara Beth also got Barbie Girl.
Well done, Cara Beth.
Stacey,
big up.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Go on, girls.
Richard.
Well done, Rich.
And that's me done. What about you guys?
Sebastian also got it correct. Well done, Sebastian.
Sebastian? Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
He probably is probably what he gets called because he lives in France as well.
Well done anyway.
Cindy.
Oh, well done, Cindy. Hello.
Go on, Cindy. That's appropriate as well, Cindy getting it right.
Yeah. I always preferred Cindy.
Oh,
she was prettier than Barbie.
But hold on, are they conflicting toys?
Yeah.
Oh shit, my bad.
What do you mean they're conflicting toys?
Well, they're the same but different, aren't they? Cindy's like the knockoff version of Barbie, isn't she?
Well, she was never a knockoff. Cindy was better than Barbie, in my personal opinion. I've always preferred Cindy. They don't make Cindy's anymore.
Do they not?
No.
Sad times.
But Barbie, she's still fucking there.
That slag, she's still about.
Anyway, well done, Cindy. Anyone else, Bex?
No.
Okay.
Not for me. I got it right.
Well, you wrote it. I didn't get it right until you told me.
I did.
Yeah, Tash did. Tash got it straight away.
Yeah, she did.
I did.
One of our listeners, and I'm going to keep them anonymous. Anonymous. That's a word. I'm going to keep them anonymous. There we go. Just because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but this was fucking hilarious. They sent me a photo of their friend, and he was a postman. He's not been a postman now for, I don't know, like 10 years, I think she said. Guess what he was wearing in the photo?
Shorts.
Guess what weather it was?
Snowing.
Yep.
Why? Last week it was snowing. Shorts again. Pissing down with rain the other day. Like so cold, pissing down with rain. Shorts. All right, hard man. We know you're hard. Come on.
This gentleman was a postman, so I think he's just got used to the comfort of shorts and it will never leave him.
I can understand why the postman wears them. What I don't understand is why Gary, with six kids at the school, is wearing them.
Yeah, Gary, you six kids. Dare you wear shorts?
I just think that's weird. Or, you know, like, just why?
But anyway, it just tickled me because our listener had a friend who was an ex-postman, and to this day, he's still in his shorts.
Wow. I hope he's lovely and comfortable.
Oh, he must be. He looked happy in the photo.
Well, there you go.
Okay, I've got two definite shout-outs. Well, I've got three shout-outs. Two of them I'm definitely sure about. The third, I'm not convinced I've not already done the shout-out. But hey, it doesn't matter if you get two shout-outs. It's cool.
Yeah.
I forget stuff.
Yeah, we can double up on our shout-outs.
I mean, double shout-out, why not?
So, the first, I definitely know we haven't shouted this lady out before because she is new to our Serial Chiller family. And she recommended us on Facebook saying, "Hey gals, just wanted to pop you a message as I've recently come across your podcast and I've binged through around 20 episodes in a week. You are so genuine and down-to-earth girls with a slight twisted mind, which is a big bit of me. Your episode on Pluckley Village is what drew me in as I grew up in Kent, only about 25 minutes from Pluckley. I have driven through a few times, but never encountered anything, unfortunately. Anyway, love the pod, love you girls. Thanks for filling my work/mum/home life with laughs. Love, Lace." And she gave us 5 stars.
Aww, so thank you, Lace. And welcome to the madhouse.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. We're all mad here. Second lady, Rochelle, also on Facebook, gave us a 5-star recommendation. "Been binging while working. Feels like hanging out with friends. Dark and funny. Thank you."
Dark and funny.
Thank you.
I like that.
I know. Thank you very much, Rochelle. And you are hanging out with friends. So there is that. We're friends with everybody, aren't we?
We totally are.
Yeah, we really are.
Now this lady, I'm not sure. Miranda, does that ring a bell to anybody? And we'll shout out to Miranda.
I don't think so, but read away and let's see.
So Miranda gave us a recommendation again, 5 stars on Facebook. "Ladies, you crack me up. I love true crime and I love how you all keep me laughing throughout the whole podcast. And I like the variety. It's not just about murder. I love the ghosts. I love the haunted houses. Lol." I can't believe I just said lol.
You should have gone, ha ha.
Also.
Should have laughed out loud. That's what she...
Also, lol. I say LOL.
I say lol.
Anyway. Lol.
Lol.
"Keep it up, girls, from over the pond in TN, which I can only assume is Tennessee, but I might be completely wrong."
I would say Tennessee too. Yes.
Well, Miranda, welcome.
Yeah. And hello, Miranda, and thank you for that.
Excited to have you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just get a lot of love and just love it. I just love it.
I love it. I've got an email to read out, a very quick one.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Are you all right there, Emma?
Yeah. I'm not dead yet.
Oh, has it done that thing going where you try and stop the cough and then your throat closes up and you're like, and then your eyes are watering?
Yeah, just power through, read the email.
Okay, I'll read while you recover.
Yeah, go.
Right, so it's from Cindy, so who answered right for the song earlier. So it says, "Hello, new friends. I finally caught up and now I can play along in real time.
Yay!
In answer to the song of the week, I do believe it's Barbie Girl. I will have it known that I have gotten a few right on my own, including Creep by
Radiohead.
But as I was binging since I only started listening in January, I couldn't play until now. I would like to offer my services for all questions American, to do with America or American way of speaking, because we were talking about blocks, remember? I don't know if it was last week or the week before. We got confused by what a block was.
Wait, yeah.
So in America, the term is used loosely, but pretty much means that it's the smallest circumference of streets that you can walk completely around. So say if there's a really long road and a load of little roads coming off there, that's what a block is. I would say a good average is thinking about half a mile. That's about a block, usually.
Oh, okay. But
people may refer to the block as being just the next street, even if it doesn't go through all the way around. So if you
well, that's just confusing.
Loop. I thought that's what it was. I thought it was the next street. That's what a block was.
And I thought it was the loop. I thought it was the square thing.
See, like you go we were all right. We were all had different things, but we were all right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for that, Cindy.
Yeah. So she says, I hope that's helpful. Glad to be here. You ladies are a load of laughs.
Oh,
from Cindy. Thanks, Cindy. So thank you so much, Cindy. And yes, any American questions will straight to, don't hesitate to send me an email.
We've got Gary from Australia, haven't we? Anything Australian, like koalas and chlamydia and shit, yeah. That goes to Gary.
Yeah, Gary's all about that, isn't he? He loves the koalas and chlamydia.
I mean, probably not, but he's our Australian go-to. We've got Cindy in America. We've got a few in America,
In America, to be fair. Yeah.
I think Stacey and Nicole are now up in Canada somewhere, so they're going to be, like, if I've got any questions about, I don't know, geese? What's Canadian? Maple syrup? I don't
maple
know.
Maple syrup, yeah.
Being really kind and saying A.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's me done. Hope I haven't missed anybody out. If I have, as always, don't hesitate to shout at me via Facebook and I will correct it next week.
No, give you a shout, not shout at you. Don't shout at Emma.
They could shout at me if I forgot.
Don't shout at Emma because...
Oh, okay, don't shout at me because you will anger Tash. You don't want to do that. Oh, God, I sound like shit. Last week, you guys probably noticed I was recording with the wrong microphone like an absolute idiot. I used my internal microphone instead of my actual microphone, which is why my audio was so sucky. Anyway, I promised on the Facebook page that this week my audio would be better.
I lied. I went and rubbed my face in a load of tissues I found in a bin and now I'm ill.
No, now you just get this. Anyway, Tinder with Tash?
Tinder with Tash is an exciting one, so let's play that jingle.
Ooh, the jingle.
Sit down, you boys and girls and everyone in between.
Story time.
Tash has stories for you, both funny and obscene.
Ooh.
Did she swipe right, swipe left, or find out he had a rash?
Ew.
We're about to find out, because it's Tinder with Tash.
Over to you then, Tash. What happened?
Over to me. So, two things. Do you want to hear from me first or from a listener?
You.
You first, then listener.
Me. Yes. Okay, so... I have internet at my house, like most people in this modern world.
Fucking hell.
I know.
How the other half live.
Spending the big bucks here. Basically, since I changed over to this internet provider, it's been a bit shoddy. I have to turn the internet on and off on a regular basis.
Internet providers are the fucking worst, man.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, this is like first world problems, don't get me wrong. And every time I'm like, oh, I'm going to call up and get them to come and check it or whatever. Anyway, so I finally was doing a little bit of life admin on Monday. So called up and they sent a technician out today. So this guy turns up at my house. And you know when, like, you're just really getting on with someone, but, like, he's just here doing a job. I've got the kids at home because teachers are striking. I was helping them do their homework. And you know, like, when someone's just chiming in every now and again with what's happening in your day-to-day life, but he was, like, really making me laugh. Anyway, so he's got on and done his job. He had to go check something in my room and I was like, shit, I haven't made the bed. So I, like, ran upstairs, like, quickly made my room look semi-presentable.
Put all your dildos away. All your 18th century dildos. Machine, yeah, steam-powered, yeah, dildos. Hide that under the bed.
We were just joking and he said, I can't even remember what he said, but he basically said that he can see my internet history. I went, lucky you. I mean, but you're probably going to want to wash your eyes out after seeing that. Like, just like, yeah, you know, a little bit flirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so he's done whatever. Need to get another technician out. There is actually a fault on the line. Somebody's going to come out from another company to sort it out, hopefully. So as he's leaving, I was like, oh, what's your name? Because I'm assuming I'll get a text message saying that I need to, like, score you. You know, when it's like, how was your interaction today with so-and-so?
Yeah, rate our service thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly that. So I was like, oh, what's your name? So I can name you. He was like, oh, like, whatever it is. Don't want to say what it is. Anyway, so then I get a text from him. Like, instantly. Like, he's still sat on my drive and he's texted me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just assume it's, like, a regular text from, like, what they do.
Yeah.
He just put, hi, hope you are happy with the service I provided today. If you have any questions, then feel free to ask. Also, you might receive a survey from the company on my job today. The scores are, for me, 9 out of 10 is good, so would appreciate if you leave feedback on a survey. So I then replied, I thought, fuck it, I'm going to reply. Normally I wouldn't reply to that, I'd just, like, once the survey comes through, I'd just score them, whatever.
Hi,
thanks for coming today. I'll be sure to give you 10s all round. Many thanks, Tash. And I put, like, my address, because he put, thank you, so-and-so from the company he works from.
Oh, I see what you did there. You're, like, being all professional and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but also making sure that he knows what address I was from.
Okay.
So then he replied. I thought, this is weird, because normally they wouldn't reply. Do you know what I mean? He put, hate, Tash. My absolute pleasure. You're so kind. Did have to reread your message, though, as the first time I didn't read your address. I put, sorry, you hate me? This message is so conflicting. Hate and so kind in the same message. Just wanted to make sure you knew it was me. Anyway, we've been messaging since.
No!
Is this love?
Did he put hate instead of hi?
Yeah, he just put hate instead of hi.
He was like, oh, I hate all the Tashes. Every single one.
Fuck them all.
I think I'm going to come on a date with him.
Oh!
I love the fact that it's kind of like...
organic, in a way, see?
Like, yeah, organic, kind of old-fashioned.
Also, fuck Tinder, see? We don't need Tinder. Fuck off.
I've been sat at my house and someone's literally knocked on my door.
Yeah?
And found me.
That's how it happens, man.
Also, I actually look so awful today.
No.
Like I've got like greasy hair. Like, I'm just wearing gym leggings that I clearly never go to the gym in. And like an oversized t-shirt that actually 9 times out of 10 I sleep in. It is clean today. I did put it on clean, but it is the type of t-shirt, you know, you just slob around in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm definitely not looking my best. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, I love the story, though. I'm literally sat here cross-legged, rocking. That's how happy I am. Just, like, did a little rock.
How mad is this, though, to be honest? Even if, like, nothing comes of it and it's just, like, a day, like, how exciting.
It shows to just go for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Keep us posted.
So watch this space, and plus also may get cheap broadband. So, you know, everyone's a winner here.
Did you have a listener one as well?
I've also got a listener one. So a listener of ours wrote in to basically say she thinks that Tinder should with Tash should also be advice with Tash.
You're going to be like our agony aunt, aren't you?
Yeah, like an agony aunt. So she has been dating this guy that she met on whichever dating app, or maybe not on a dating app, I don't actually know. And
maybe she had trouble with her broadband, you know, you never know.
Maybe.
That's where all the best ones are.
Apparently so.
So she... you never know, girls, you never know. So she really likes this guy. He's really kind. They've been on loads and loads of dates. Like, he's attentive. He's super attractive. Like, 100% her type. She then goes on to say, he's a 10 butt.
Oh, here we go.
So she's somewhat confused. So she needs to back herself a bit here. You're a bad bitch and you're fucking fit. So she basically was like, he's so attractive, I don't get why he's into me.
Oh, no, baby.
We don't like that. We don't like that energy. He's into you because you are amazing for a start.
A goddess.
Mm-hmm.
So that energy needs to sort itself out. Also, this person is quite assertive. Like, she's badass. She's got a bit of an attitude. She can be quite sassy. These are all great qualities, right? So these are not negative things.
No, everybody needs a bit of sass.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is this guy is sort of the polar opposite of that. He's a 10, but he wants her to physically abuse him when they have kinky time.
Okay.
He's a 10, but she's pretty sure he would put her knickers on if she wasn't looking.
Okay.
He's a 10, but he's a lot more kinkier than she is, and she's not sure how to handle this. Should she continue with this situationship with somebody that he's everything that she wants in a relationship and a boyfriend, but he's basically into, like, her being a dom and sort of probably, like, belittling him? And I feel like that's quite a specific kink, and if you're not into that, that's a lot to take on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely to each their own. Like, if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, I'm not kink shaming him. He should do what he wants to do and find someone
Not shaming anybody. But she can't put herself in an uncomfortable situation. If she's not comfortable with it, she's not going to enjoy it. And it's only going to create problems further down.
I agree.
If she's not comfortable with it, then it would be a no.
So, yeah, I completely agree. I think if you continue to date this person, they might try and suppress that side of them, which, in my opinion, will probably lead to cheating because he won't be being fulfilled sexually, which is, you know, important in a relationship. Or you will feel like you need to do things that you're not necessarily comfortable with. And, I'm all for trying everything once.
You've got to be comfortable.
But you have to be comfortable.
You have to be comfortable.
Yeah, so I get that he seems like the perfect person on paper, but he's obviously not the perfect person for you, and you know, that is gutting, but...
Without being crass or anything like that, sex is a super important part of the relationship, right? So if the sex isn't that, then it's not going to work. You can't compromise on sex, really, I don't think. Because it's never going to work out. Somebody's always going to end up resenting the other. Or if one person feels embarrassed that they can't tell you what they want, or vice versa. Do you know what I mean? It's just not going to work, is it?
Yeah. And also, I would be worried about my underwear.
Oh, don't give a shit about that. But, I mean,
come back and, like, they've nicked your favourite knickers to go to Tesco's.
Well, again, it just depends what you're comfortable with. If a bloke wants to do, if he wants a lacy feel on his ball sack, you know, that's his prerogative.
Yeah, it is.
I honestly don't care. But again, it's just what people are comfortable with.
Ultimately, he's not a 10 because you're not compatible in every single situation.
Sometimes you make compromises. Sex is not something that you can make compromises on, really.
No, I agree. Yeah, completely agree. So we say on to the next.
I mean, let's not ruin this girl's relationship. The advice is do what you're comfortable doing.
Okay.
Let's not just like shit all over this girl's boyfriend.
No, and I do believe that you should try new things. It's not, but if you try it and don't like it, then you need to tell the other person that that's not what you're into.
Yeah.
And maybe you can find like a common ground.
Yeah.
And find new things. And then, but if not, if it's completely incompatible, then.
Becky knows.
Yeah.
Becky knows.
Becky knows.
Anyway, if you made any sense of that advice, good for you.
Yeah, well done.
It was basically do what you want to do.
Yeah, you do you, boo. Message me if you want any more personal advice, and I am here to help, because do you know what, guys? I am Tinder Batash, and I know all about dating.
She's a pro.
I am a pro.
But I'm not getting another jingle done. Just so we know.
No, that's fine. It will still be the same jingle. When I'm married to the internet man.
Yeah. I don't know what we'll do.
Well, I'll still do Tinder with Tash. It will just be other people's Tinder.
This is true. By then, we will be like super famous and have everybody writing in with their dating advice needs and bad date stories. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll have all of that. Should we move on to some ghosts and some murder?
Let's fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a story. It's very short, but I thought it was really interesting. And it actually works out well for me because I can't talk that well. I wrote this whilst dealing with quite a heavy fever. So, you know, just bear with me. If it sounds like a fever dream, that's why. Be kind.
We're always kind.
You are. You are. Okay, so this week I am going to talk about a young French lady called Émilie Saget.
Okay.
Émilie Saget. I don't know whether I'll go in between English pronunciation and French pronunciation. It's the same person. So Émilie Saget was a French teacher born in 1813 in Dijon in France. She was, by all accounts, a hard-working, dedicated teacher who was loved by all her students. At the age of 32, in 1845, Émilie got a job at a very prestigious boarding school for girls in Latvia. The school was for the higher classes, and Emily's class of 42 young ladies were full of girls from noble Livonian families.
Seems like a lot of girls in one class.
I know.
Considering that they're paying a lot for it. They could have at least separated that into two classes.
42 is a lot. One of these girls that was in her class was called Julie Goldenstub.
Oh, hello, Julie.
Goldenstub,
yep.
Love it.
And she is the main witness to all the strange events that follow. She was at the time 13 years old. Emily is obviously teaching 13, 14-year-olds.
Okay.
She described Emily as having a fair complexion, light blue eyes, chestnut hair. She was of average height and she had a slim figure. She said that the teacher was very quiet and pleasant to be around, but that she did give off a slight nervous energy.
Yeah.
It soon became clear as to why Miss Émilie Saget might be a little bit nervous. The rumour started to spread just after a few weeks of her arriving at the school. One student saw the teacher in one place, when another swore that she had seen her elsewhere. This was odd, but no one really paid much attention to it, until one day when Miss Saget was teaching her class, her exact double appeared out of nowhere next to her, writing on the chalkboard.
Oh.
Uh-huh. The only difference was that Miss Saget was writing with chalk in her hand, and this ghostly double was only mimicking her movements and was not holding anything.
Like a mirror? Oh no, a mirror would be holding it though, wouldn't it?
Would have the chalk. A few days later, a girl asked Miss Saget to help her with her dress, but when the girl looked in the mirror, she saw two Emilies hooking her dress together. These bizarre sightings were not just seen by the students. Teachers would also see the doppelganger walking around the hallways. It never interacted with anyone or seemed to acknowledge anyone at all. It was just there. Although extremely creepy for all involved, the apparition never seemed to be malicious, and it just became a known thing that Miss Saget had a strange twin that lived at the school. Most of the time, the doppelganger was seen to be doing exactly what Émilie was doing, but as time went on, it strayed further away from her. On one occasion, she was teaching a sewing class, and when the girls were all set up and busy, she popped outside to pick some flowers for her classroom from the garden. To her students' astonishment, even though they could see her through the window in the garden, they could now also see her sat at her teacher's chair watching over them. Some of the girls got too curious about this bizarre phenomena and went to touch her. Would you do that? Would you be like, this is fucking weird, there's two of you, I'm going to come and touch one of you?
Yeah, I think I probably would.
I don't like going up to people and touching them, so I probably wouldn't do that. But I'd probably be like, why are you outside and then in here?
I think I'd touch them.
Maybe.
Okay, Tasha's a toucher. I would probably faint. I'm not going to lie.
I'd probably just be freaked out and not say anything and wait and hope someone else would.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're used to this one. They're used to this apparition being there. So I feel like you probably wouldn't want to touch them initially, but eventually you'd pluck up the courage, wouldn't you?
And be like, boop.
Yeah.
Boop them.
They're at the booping stage.
Yeah.
So they went up to the teacher, who didn't interact with them whatsoever, just staring straight ahead. And they put their hands on her, and the hands went straight through. They said it felt like they were touching nothing, like cobwebs.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how to react to that.
That slight feel, but nothing.
Yeah, like you can feel it, but it's not really there.
Because cobwebs are horrible, actually, when you walk through, aren't they? Because, like, trying to get them off your face, you're like,
Yeah. Like, with your mouth open almost, or, like, screwed up your face, like, no. Yeah.
As some students were watching the fake Miss Saget, the others noticed that their real teacher that was still in the garden had become very lethargic and drowsy and almost seemed to be moving in slow motion. And once a ghost-like version of herself disappeared, she seemed to snap back to normal. When asked about this, Emily Saget denied any knowledge of the strange goings-on, and indeed it is believed that she herself could not see her double. But I refuse to believe that she didn't know. Because as it turned out, this was Emily's 19th job in 16 years.
Ooh.
And indeed, after word got back to the students' parents about their odd teacher, parents started pulling their kids out of school, worried that Miss Saget was a witch. Worried that this would ruin the school's reputation, she was forced to resign from this job too. She admitted that the times people claimed to have seen her doppelganger, she had been daydreaming or thinking about doing something else. Like with the sewing class, she'd been thinking that she should go back to supervise the girls, and boom, there was her doppelganger supervising the girls. So one theory came forth that she could split herself to be able to do multiple things at once.
I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Love that.
How fucking amazing would that be?
Yeah, because then when your kids like are asking for a million things, you'd be like, I can't be everywhere at once. Or actually, boing, I've split myself.
Yeah, Emily Saget could. She could. After leaving the boarding school, she went to live with her sister who had several small children. So Julie Guldenstubb went to visit her teacher, so they obviously got quite close. So she went to visit her on one occasion and asked the other children if they ever saw the other Miss Saget, to which they all replied, yes, we know that we have two Aunt Emilies. After that last encounter, Julie lost touch with Miss Saget and no one knows what she became, as it is suspected that she changed her name many times to be able to be employed as a teacher without being affected by her reputation, because she kept getting fired because it's fucking weird.
Yes.
So exactly what is a doppelganger? We often associate it with someone looking like us, like a real person that looks like us. But actually, the real definition is something different. A doppelganger is a paranormal occurrence. It comes from the German word, God, we're back in Germany?
Oh.
So it comes from the German word meaning a double walker. It refers to a phenomenon where a person sees a duplicate of themselves or someone else, often appearing identical in appearance and behaviour. In folklore and paranormal belief, doppelgangers are often associated with bad omens, misfortune or death. Miss Emily Saget, however, never seemed to be affected negatively by her doppelganger, which makes one wonder, could it have another explanation? My mind went to alternate universes. Were we getting glimpses of Miss Saget in a different universe, one where she made different choices, like the garden and the classroom example? Like in one universe, she decided to go and pick some flowers, and in the other universe, she decided she was going to supervise the class like a responsible teacher. Not having a dig or anything, Miss Saget, but...
All right, I'm just going to stop teaching now and just randomly go and pick flowers like a fucking idiot.
Exactly. 42, 14-year-old girls, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, just let them haze each other until I'm back.
Yeah, with needles as well. I'll just leave a class of kids with needles. It'll be great. Is that what was happening? Every time she made a decision in a different universe, we got a glimpse of the split. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's walking down a hall and in this universe she decides to turn right, in another universe she decides to turn left, and that's where we saw the split. Whatever was happening, it definitely is an intriguing story, and I just hope I never meet my own doppelganger, as we will see with these two other stories that Miss Saget got off very lightly with hers.
Ooh.
The story of Queen Elizabeth I seeing her doppelganger is one of the most famous examples of this phenomena in history. According to the story, which was recorded in a book by the English historian John Aubrey in the late 1600s, the Queen was in her palace at Hampton Court when she saw a figure that looked exactly like her. The Queen's attendants were reportedly alarmed by the sight and urged her to leave her room. But Elizabeth refused and approached the figure, which she described as looking pale and wan. I don't know what that means.
And wan?
Yeah, a W-A-N.
All right.
I imagine it means like pale and frail.
Yeah.
The doppelganger apparently then disappeared, leaving the Queen shaken and unsettled. Some versions of the story suggest that the sighting of the doppelganger was a bad omen, as Elizabeth was later forced to confront a number of political changes, including an assassination plot and the threat of an invasion from the Spanish Armada.
Ooh.
Another famous story is that of Abraham Lincoln, who saw his own doppelganger shortly before his assassination. According to the story, Lincoln was relaxing in the White House when he saw two images of himself in the mirror. One was a clear reflection, while the other was a hazy, indistinct figure. The president was reportedly disturbed by the sight, and his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, was also said to have been deeply unsettled by the incident. Some accounts suggest that Lincoln interpreted the vision as a sign that he would be re-elected to the presidency, while others suggest that he saw it as a premonition of his impending death. All in all, I think we can agree that doppelgangers are creepy, and if you see yours, run. And there we go. That was the story of Emily Saget.
That's so annoying, because I've always been really intrigued to know if I've got a doppelganger.
Oh, we all have at least one, chances are.
There's like Facebook pages, isn't there, where you can find your
doppelganger. Yeah, I'm in one, but I still haven't posted. I still haven't sent my photo in.
When I was doing this research, I can't remember the exact number, but the chances of finding somebody that looks 100% identical to you in every shape, way or form is like one in a billion billions. So a true doppelganger isn't actually that common.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
You'll have people that have very similar traits to you, but exactly you, if you see exactly you, then yeah, run.
I think it's that mine's bound to be evil and will like want to come and take over my life and pretend that they're me and stuff and be all murdery.
Yeah, I don't think they're particularly nice. In the folklore, you know, the legend. Legend has it.
Legend. Says.
Legend. I've got the right voice for that today. Legend has it.
Some say. Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting.
It's made me feel really uneasy, though, because now I feel like there's a Becky running around, just like with a knife, all evil and shadowy.
To be fair, Becky, because I do truly believe this, and there is quite a substantial amount of scientific data that supports this theory, there are infinite universes, and there are infinite Beckys. So one of those Beckys is probably evil, running around with a knife, being all dark and shit.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
I'm glad we didn't get that one.
Okay. I'm glad. Well, how do you know? Maybe that's what I do when the sun goes down. It's not. I don't do that.
No, it's not. It's not. Anyway, I'm going to just go die in a corner while we put a trailer on.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we're the hosts of
Dead Time Stories.
Dead Time Stories,
with a Z,
is a weekly podcast where we tell you stories of ghosts, hauntings, mysteries, conspiracies,
the supernatural, paranormal,
the generally eerie, spooky,
and all around weird.
If you like scary stories, witty banter, and classy broads,
we're your ghouls.
Gals.
Some of our stories include Eastern State Penitentiary.
No.
And where is it?
Does it sum up 12?
The Gettysburg Dime Museum.
They were like, show starts at 5, Mr. President. He was like, thank you, fine. No, 70. He was like, thank you, fine.
Fort Mifflin.
So the Americans burned down their own fort. They were like, oh, you want this?
You want this?
Welcome to Philly.
And more.
New episodes are posted Thursdays at midnight on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Listen and subscribe, rate and review today.
That was a good trailer.
That was a great trailer. Thank you, trailer.
They sound like fun. Go listen to them.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they do.
Only after listening to us, obviously.
All of our episodes.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Twice, if you're dedicated.
That shows dedication.
Shout out, John.
Born John.
I have to send him a t-shirt when we start doing that.
Becky, we don't have t-shirts. Let's not promise anything we can't deliver.
I just said... No, if and when we start doing that, John gets a t-shirt.
I was thinking about this last week. We need notebooks now. We need to have spatulas and serial killer notebooks.
Aww. Yeah.
Everybody does t-shirt. Nobody does notebooks. Let's have serial killer stationery, man. That's where it's at.
We'll have to look into it. Yeah.
And stickers. We need to get some stickers because I want to send stickers to people. Yeah. I was listening to a podcast and the lady was like, hey, if you leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, I'll send you some stickers. I was like, shit, man, she knows. She knows people want free
people
stuff.
Want stickers.
That's how you get review. Guys, we can't afford stickers, okay?
It's not really the stickers, it's the postage.
Yeah, man.
It's the post that costs a lot of money. Shall I start my story?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
So my case this week takes place in sunny Spain.
Yay, Spain.
Near Las Ventas in the Salamanca district of Madrid. The Las Ventas area is the home of the largest bullfighting ring in Spain.
Oh, I fucking hate bullfighting.
Yeah. Well, I do. But I have recently seen some really sexy TikToks of men bullfighting.
Oh my God, I hope this broadband guy works out because you need a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I just, oh God, I literally was like, get me some cowboy boots because, oh.
It was the boots. It wasn't really
the hat. Like he had a hat on and then he like wrestled the cow to the ground and then just put his hat back on and was just like, I did it. And I was like, yes.
Right, you heard that then, guys. Wear boots, wear a hat, take the hat off and put it back on. And she'll be putty in your hat.
Oh my gosh, my light, sorry. Anyway.
But don't forget to put the hat back on.
Oh, it was very sexy, but listen, anyway.
Was it in slow motion? And he was like, put my hat
back
on.
Yeah, well, I think the video was in slow motion as well, so that helped immensely.
Listen, chopping wood, yeah, all right, I'm with you. Bullfighting, we are not going to qualify bullfighting as sexy on the podcast. I'm drawing the line.
It's just manly, isn't it? Like, I'm not saying I condone it because I don't think it's great.
Well, no, it's not great.
No, it's not. And it's really
bad.
Sad.
It's really bad.
Oh, but Emma, he was so sexy. sexy.
Jesus. Anyway, moving on. Madrid. Bullfighting. That's not sexy.
It's not sexy at all.
Get in the shower. Go on.
Dirty girl.
Can't take a fucking anywhere, can you? Jesus.
She loves bullfighters, but shouts at postmen. Anyway.
Wear some fucking trousers, you twat!
You slag! You're... You should speak to the postman how men speak to women, you know, men that work in building sites. They'd be like, oh, show us your thighs.
Look at those knees. Oh.
Yeah, ask him for it. Ask him for it, Ian.
Oh, I haven't seen a pair of knees like that in a while.
Knees are so weird.
Wear your ankle socks tomorrow so I can see them ankles.
Ankle socks. Becky, stop it, man. I'm sweating.
That's the flu, darling.
Yeah.
Right, so... Yeah, let's get back to my case.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's Tasha's fault.
We had a walk around the block and now we're back.
We went around because it's a loop. We went
around the block because it's a loop on this particular street.
Yeah.
Las Ventas is the home of the largest bullfighting ring in Spain and the home of Alberto Sanchez Gomez, who's the guy we're going to talk about this week. This is where he grew up with his mother, Maria Soledad Gomez, and his brother, who was not named in any of my sources. So I don't even know if he was a big brother or a little brother. I have no idea. From what I could see, he had a normal-ish childhood. Again, not a lot of information on his early life. I even tried Spanish websites, and they weren't much of a help either, until he gets to about college age. So according to one of Alberto's friends from college, in the second year of his degree, he got a Erasmus scholarship to go to Greece.
Yeah, and Erasmus is a well-known thing where people travel to go and do their studies and stuff.
Yeah, they have that here, don't they?
Yeah, they have that. They have that everywhere. I think my sister did that to go to Italy. I might be talking out of my arse, but I'm pretty sure she did.
Yeah, we'll blame the fever if you are.
It's a thing. Yeah, that's what it
is. I think it's a thing.
It definitely is a thing. It definitely is a thing.
Agreed. While living in Greece, he got into drugs. And this is where he consumed the so-called cannibal drug.
Ugh.
And then it kind of all went a bit wrong because of the guys that he was hanging out with while he was away. Turned him into an introverted guy with paranoia in his head, which is what his friend said about him. And when he returned to Madrid, he left his degree and went back to live with his mother, at which point he started physically and verbally abusing his mum.
Not cool. You'd got to be nice to your mum.
Yeah. Which led him to be committed at least 3 times to psychiatric centres.
Did you say cannibal drug?
Drug, yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem like anything, you know, something people should be taking for pleasure.
No, is that bath salts, though?
Oh, didn't they have a thing with people eating, like people taking it, ate somebody's face? Yeah,
I think that's what it is, it's bath salts.
Right, this is a stupid question, right? When they say bath salts, do they mean actual bath salts that you buy to put in your bath?
I have no reason to believe it's anything but that.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I assume it's that.
But I didn't know. I didn't know if it was a cool name that they'd given a drug or if it was just bath salts.
So maybe it's bath salts cut with something else, but I don't know. Because, I mean, I use bath salts and I'm yet to eat anyone.
Are we talking like Espum?
Epsom salts.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I assume so.
I use that all the time. I don't want to eat anybody's face.
Hold on, let me just see if I can Google it very, very quickly. They are often disguised as bath salts. Yeah. Their white powder granules or crystals often resemble Epsom. Is that how you say it? Epsom salts?
Epsom salts.
But differ chemically. So they look like bath salts, but they're not actually bath salts.
So there you go. They gave them the cool name, but actually it's not something that you want to put in your bath for a relaxing evening.
I'd assume that'd be more expensive to put
in the bath.
Druggy. Yeah. I don't think the price would be the same.
And it's not so relaxing if it makes you want to eat somebody's face.
No. Yeah. Especially if you're in the bath, you might eat your own face.
Oh, fucking hell. That's some bad thought.
You might split into two and eat your doppelganger's face.
Oh, jeez. Oh, imagine. Oh, don't.
Yeah. Okay, I'll stop. So anyway, Alberto was put into, committed at least three times. The first time he was committed, he went to La Princesa, which is a psychiatric centre, where he was diagnosed with a persecutory delusional disorder. When he was discharged, he stopped taking his medication and the attacks against his mother continued. The police were actually called to the home over 12 times because of Alberto beating his mother. And one day Jesus. He took it too far.
Oh, God. What? He's not going to eat her, is he, Becky?
No, it's fine. So it's unclear whether this was because of an argument or just a spontaneous attack. Alberto grabbed his mother from behind and strangled her to death.
Oh, Jesus. Alberto.
After his mother was dead, he went and got a carpenter's saw and two kitchen knives. Carefully, he cut up his mother's body into 1,000 pieces in little chunks.
Was it exactly 1,000?
No, over 1,000 pieces, I should have put.
Ugh.
Yeah. Some pieces he stored in Tupperware containers until he could dispose of them. Others he left around the house or threw into the trash.
Fuck's sake.
Mm. Meanwhile, his mother's friends had started to worry. They hadn't seen her in over a month.
I know why.
She's dead.
She's very dead.
They call the police and police decide to go do a welfare check. So on the 25th February 2019, so it's quite a new case is this, police officers went into Maria's home to see if there was any kind of problem. So they knocked on the door and Alberto answered and they said, "Hello, is your mother home?" And he said, "Yes, my mother is inside."
Oh.
And invited the police in. What the police stumbled across was one of the most devastating, grisly crimes that they'd seen. The police already knew about Alberto. One of the police officers was a police officer that had actually been called out to the house before because of Alberto beating his mother. But they were still shocked by the grisly scene in the apartment.
Bless her heart. And as a mum, you know, what do you do? Oh, God. Would you kick him out? I would have kicked him out if he was beating me up, but...
Well, it's abuse, isn't it?
She was probably scared of him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, what can you do?
Yeah, she did. I'll go into it a bit later, but she did kick him out.
But it just came back.
Yeah, so I don't know if he came back or whether he was back living with her. I'm not sure. When the police went in, like, the smell hit them.
Oh.
And they found pieces of Maria everywhere.
Oh,
tucked into drawers.
Fucking weirdo.
Just, like, randomly out on the table.
What weirdo.
They also found her head, hands and heart on her bed.
Oh, my... Oh.
Yeah. She was literally scattered throughout the house.
And he was fine with it, like this. So we can agree this guy's completely lost his goddamn mind, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so with this.
Just to clear it up, Becky, has he lost his mind since taking these drugs?
I'm not sure. I'll get into it a little bit later.
All right, then.
But I think there's definitely mental problems here. You wouldn't just live with your mother's body scattered around.
Well, you wouldn't have thought so, would you?
He's not right. And the
Absolutely.
Fact that he's just like, sure, she's here. She's inside.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
come on
horrendous.
In. Yeah, well, I think that shows that he's crazy. You know, when the definition of crazy is like if you went and murdered someone, but then like you did nothing to hide it. Like you'd walk out the house and walk down the street covered in blood. That's what crazy people do. They don't try and hide it.
Well, yeah, well, he's not, is he? He's displaying it.
Yeah.
Do you know, and we always come back to this guy, do you know who it reminds me of?
Carl.
Fucking Carl. Because when...
Because he's a freak.
Yeah. No, because when Elena's sister turned up and said, where's my sister's body? He was like, Elena, your sister is here.
My darling. Your sister's here to visit.
Oh, Carl.
Carl is a witch, apparently.
Forever with us is Carl.
I'll always go back to Carl.
Carl will forever be part of this podcast.
Yeah, he is like our mascot now, isn't he?
Yeah. We should just add it into the sources list. Is yeah, episode blah, blah, blah. Go see, go listen again to Carl. So, yeah, so as you can imagine, like in a horror movie, the police slowly realizing that they were walking around an apartment full of body parts.
Ooh.
So they kind of turned around and looked at Alberto and was like, a bit like, what the fuck? They had to ask, they was like, where is your mother, Alberto? And he looked at the police and said, yeah, my dog and I have been eating her little by little.
He did eat her. He did. You said he didn't, but he did.
Because he spoiled it. Spoiled.
You said cannibal.
I lied.
You, yeah. I will never trust you again.
Okay. Fine.
Liar.
Well.
And I almost said he'd been feeding her to the dogs. Almost.
Yeah, so he was like, literally said, yeah, my dog and I have been eating her little by little.
Just cash, you know, just like this normal thing.
Just like that. Just nibbles. Yeah.
Do you want some? I've got some leftovers.
Yeah, I've got some sweet and sour mum in the fridge.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
That's when police saw the pot on the stove.
Oh, my God.
And after searching further, they found multiple Tupperware containers in the fridge full of Maria's remains. So he had essentially meal prepped his mum. Horrific.
I don't know what to say, man. That poor woman. Jesus. Yeah.
It really made me feel sick, this case earlier when I was writing it out. For the first 15 days after Maria was killed, Alberto had been eating the remains of his own mother. Sometimes he cooked the flesh, other times he ate it raw.
Oh, for fuck. I mean, I don't know why I'm reacting. Both are as hideous as the other.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like cooked human flesh is better. Jesus
Christ. Raw makes it worse, though, isn't it? Raw's worse.
I don't know.
Come on.
I mean, it is.
Oh, I think cook's worst because it feels more calculated.
I think cook's worse in a way because then you can smell it cooking.
Oh, for God's sake. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Whose idea was this podcast?
Oh, mine.
Becky.
So anyway, he said he consumed his mother, and this is a quote, to try and make it go away, and that he had also given pieces to his dog.
I don't know what to say. I don't.
Horrific, isn't it? And this guy is the most, if you think of it, to be fair, he looks about 10 years younger than he is. He looks about 16. If you think of a 16 to 18-year-old Spanish boy, that's what he looks like. Just a very normal-looking boy. Well, man, he is 26. Oh, he was at the time. According to police, later on at the police station, while he confessed to murdering his mother, his mind appeared to be elsewhere, like he was distracted.
Because he's fucking mental.
Yeah, he told the police that he was really worried about his dog, like because they had to leave the dog, you know, the dog was taken away. Police were surprised by how nonchalantly he described what had happened, as if it was casual conversation.
Well, he doesn't appear to think he's done anything wrong, right?
Not really. And when questioned, as to why he killed his mother, he said that it was because she made his life impossible.
Oh. Well, when you're 26, mate, what you do in that case is you move the fuck out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, well, after all this beating, his mother filed a restraining order against him. Alberta had been living on the street and also couch surfing at his friends' places and staying in squat homes. His daily life revolved around drinking every day, smoking weed, and hearing voices.
Okay.
So he said that he saw hidden messages when he watched the television.
Jesus Christ, man.
He started hearing voices when watching TV, and these voices instructed him to kill his mother and dismember her body.
Of course they did. Jesus.
Alberto said that the voices sounded like neighbours, acquaintances, and celebrities. He insists that he has no memory of the murder or how he ate her remains for 2 weeks.
Like, my story, I thought, was pretty chilling. This one is going to give me fucking nightmares, man.
Horrible, isn't it?
It's horrendous.
In fact, that Alberta does, as I mentioned earlier, have a long history of mental illness, and his brother testified that he had several psychotic episodes in 2015 after he started doing drugs. Alberto said that he's very... some of these, it's been translated, so... Alberto said that he's very repentant and told the court on the last day of his trial, "I suffer anxiety from the moment I wake up. I think of my mum and I'm absolutely heartbroken." So I don't know if he had like a psychotic break.
I think it's safe to say he did.
Or whether it's just mental illness... all in all, or both?
I think...
possibly both.
All of those things.
All of the above.
How horrendous for him. I mean, Jesus, absolutely awful for his mother. Don't think I'm not feeling sorry for her, because that is just the most awful way to die. But for him doing that, doing this absolutely unspeakable thing, and then... getting back to his normal self and realising what he's done and having to live with that.
I know, exactly. Especially if on his meds he's kind of come back down to earth.
Well, exactly, yeah.
And they've got him on a right balance. And imagine realising that...
you ate your mum.
You've done something like that and you've literally got no memory of it. You'd be in denial.
Oh, Jesus.
Well... in court, that's what his defence was going for the not guilty by reason of insanity defence, which I kind of get on this one. Usually I'm a bit like, nah, yeah. They're just trying to get out of it. But this one, no, I kind of get this one.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Despite his final plea, the court rejected his argument that he was psychologically disturbed.
They rejected it.
Yeah,
fucking
because
hell.
After hearing from an expert that testified that Alberta could distinguish what is right from wrong, he just doesn't care.
Oh.
So the jurors found him guilty, but I still think there was... I don't think he was himself when it happened. I just don't see a sane person eating their mum.
Well, it's impossible to comprehend. I mean, I'm not saying we're sane, far from it. But
I'm not eat your mum insane.
No. Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I'm not eat your mum, fuck your dad. No, insane.
Jesus Christ, no.
No. Fuck your broadband guide.
Get turned on by bullfighting, fucking weirdo.
Convincing people that wet wood would kill you faster than dry wood.
I was trying to be helpful.
Yeah, you were so
because
wrong.
The steam. Someone said the steam and someone said the smoke, and we're fucking idiots, I tell you. I was completely down with that. I was like, oh yeah, I can definitely see that happening. Fucking idiots.
And are the people asking us advice?
People like this. People like us, apparently.
Right. Okay.
let's get to the end of this. So as a result, Alberto was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
That's not a lot.
Murder.
I'm just saying that's not a lot.
No, it's not. He will also have to serve an additional 5 months for the desecration of a corpse and pay his brother $73,000 in compensation. However, Alberto and his legal team will appeal the sentence. Their next step is to bring the case to the Superior Court of Justice in Madrid to argue that Alberto wasn't of sound mind when he killed his mother, which would reduce his sentence by 3 years and 6 months. So whether that means that he would then be transferred to a hospital, I don't know.
None of that seems good.
That doesn't seem long enough, does it? We're used to America and they're dishing out 109 years sentences.
Hey, you don't fuck around in America.
No, it's like, oh, if you do it in Florida, then we kill you. And then, actually, no, we're going to give you 4 life sentences, so at least 500 years prison. And at least you know that they're not getting out. Apart from in the 80s, apparently, where murdering people was fine and you could get out after a year and a half. Or Paris, where, like, none of the prisons were actually closed.
Yeah, just go have a nice weekend. Don't kill anybody.
Yeah, bring me back some croissants.
But no, none of that seems in. Even like if it. Right, so even if they appeal it and they say, yeah, you're mental.
Yeah.
15 years in an institute to me does not seem like enough. I feel like this person should be put away forever.
Yeah. 15 years goes quickly and good behaviour, you could easily get that down. I don't know if it works that way in Spain. But you know how it is.
Well, yeah, and if he's on his meds and everything, I don't like that. What? When did this happen?
2019.
Oh, fucking fuck, Becky.
Yeah, so whether or not Alberto's appeal is successful, it seems that he will walk free again in 15 years, when he is 43 years old. By then, perhaps Las Ventas won't have bullfighting rings anymore.
I should fucking hope not.
But it will always be known to be the home of a cannibal murderer.
Jesus Christ. Fucking don't like it, Becky.
Yeah. And that was the case of Alberto Sanchez Gomez, the cannibal of Las Ventas.
Well, I'm not saying thank you because I didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't the one, Bex.
You're not feeling peckish?
No. Jesus Christ. No.
I felt very sick after doing this.
Stop doing the recent ones, Becky. What?
I was like, right, Spain. I want to do Spain. And then Cannibal popped up. I was like, ooh, yeah. And then I was like, well, the only thing that's bad. Well, the only thing that's bad.
You were like, ooh, yeah, Cannibal.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I haven't done Cannibal yet, have I? Possibly once, little bit of nibbling, I think, on one of the other murders, but not a full-on cannibal.
Oh, yeah, there was a nibbler. I remember that.
There was a nibbler.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a full-on, nearly in a whole body person.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Horrendous.
See, Spain, not just romantic, lovely accents and that, and nice, sunny place. They also have cannibals.
I don't know what to say. Thanks for your research. Thanks for putting your time in.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the nightmares.
You don't sound very genuine when you're saying that, so.
Now, I'm trying to be grateful for the effort that I recognise that you put into that story, but also a story that I did not want to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's there now. It's in my brain. Some guy in Spain chopped his mum up and kept her in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, left part of her on the bed as well.
That's fucking... Oh, man.
It's the...
Was it her head, her hands and her heart?
Yeah.
Can you imagine walking in and seeing that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The policeman, I mean, they do stumble upon some nutters, don't they? Imagine going home and having your tea after that.
Well, you don't, do you? You've got some counselling to get to and PTSD to sort out after that kind of shenanigans. Fucking hell, man.
I know.
What a world. What a world.
Yeah. Do you want a horror song?
Yeah, fuck yeah,
it. I suppose so. I mean, it can't be worse than that.
We were a good golden couple. All of our dreams were coming true. Until it started taking me from you. When it won, that was the end. You knew I didn't want to leave you, and I can't lie. Now my eyes are closed forever. I hear everyone starting to cry. Flowers all around me. I can't feel you holding my hand, and everything is darker. I'm shut in here. The flower's scent suffocates my breath as I'm trapped in their embrace of death.
So that was nice and upbeat, wasn't it?
That nearly made me cry, man.
Fucking horrible, isn't it? Proud of that one. Horrific.
I'm a bit emotional about that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
It is sad. It's not. I think I've taken too many happy pills today because that didn't really affect me. Whereas on another day, I'd be like, what have I written? Why is the word?
I've no idea what that is. Tash, do you know?
No, me neither. No idea.
Anyway, shall we wrap it up?
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap it up.
I don't know how much more of this sexy flu voice I've got.
Shall we do the rest?
Yeah, you go for it.
You can catch us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all under SCSK_podcast.
You can also find us on Facebook or YouTube, just under Spine Chillers and Serial Killers. Give us a follow. And then also, if you'd rather write an email, you can write into us at chillers.killers.pod@gmail.com. Any of your stories, just to reach out or say hi, yeah, send us an email. That'd be great.
That's Abby Dozer.
Super.
Thank Abby Dozer.
Are you mocking my sickness?
Yes.
Stay safe, guys.
Don't eat your mum and don't kill people.
Keep it weird.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Leave me alone. I'm sick.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you sound like the Grudge.
Sounds like a superhero. Do 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 do.
Broadband man.
Oh, what have I written here? I've put words of blah blah blah.
Oh yes, blah 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 blah.
Oh blah 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 blah.
Hola.
Buenos dias.
Donde está la playa?
Hang on. Donde está la carne? That's all I know how to say.
What's por la carne?
Por qué pa?
That's where's the meat, Tash. Oh, no, I know another one. ¿Te gusta la felación?
¿Te gusta?
Do you like blowjobs?
Like... I'm going to say it just something like, can you show me your vagina or something like that?
I'm just possessed by phlegm at the minute.
I'm possessed by phlegm.